Welcome to From Vision to Business, your roadmap to success, a podcast offering the tools, strategies, and insights you need to succeed. Whether you're starting from scratch or ready to level up, each episode delivers valuable advice to help you overcome challenges and build a business that works. Your host, Mira Jefferson, brings 25 plus years of business experience as an entrepreneurial consultant and is here to guide you. Your journey to success begins now.
Good morning and welcome back to From Vision to Business Roadmap. I'm Mira Jefferson, and honestly, I've been trying to make this episode for a couple of weeks now, but my life had other plans. First, I got stranded in Atlanta during the snowstorm. I was on a business trip and it was supposed to have been like a quick thing, but that turned into something extremely long. The airport got shut down, after Atlanta had a couple of inches of snow. So I wasn't planning on that, but that's another story. Then I came home feeling a little bit under the weather. And now, just as I'm getting back on track, one of my kids gets sick. So if you're a parent running a business, you know exactly how that goes. Some days it feels like no matter how well you plan, life always throws curveballs that demand your full attention. So today, I want to talk about being an entrepreneur while you're also being a parent, and how to manage the unexpected, take care of your family, and still move forward in your business without burning yourself out. So how can we do this? The first thing you need to realize and understand is you have to embrace the season that you're in. One of the hardest lessons that I had to learn is that business growth doesn't happen in a vacuum. It always happens alongside life. Some seasons are for hustling and others require much more flexibility. When your kids get sick or life throws you a major detour, forcing your business to operate at full speed can be really unrealistic, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to adjust your expectations. What else do you need to do? You need to prioritize what truly matters. And this is much more easier said than done. Not everything on your to-do list is urgent. Remember that. Your to-do list may be, you may have 15 things to do in the day, but not every single one of them is urgent. When you're pulled into multiple directions, which I'm sure you are every single day, try to focus on what must be done versus what can wait. I like to ask myself these questions. Number one, what's critical to keeping my business running today? Number two, what can be pushed back for a few days? And number three, what task can I simplify or delegate to someone else? What else can you do? When life gets hectic, setting boundaries becomes even more important. If you're juggling a sick child and a business deadline, set clear work hours, even if they're short. That is okay if you have to set short hours for yourself. Communicate with clients or customers when needed. Most people understand that life happens. The key is to set realistic expectations instead of trying to do everything all at once. You know, and I also try to create work zones, even if it's just a couple of uninterrupted hours in the morning or late at night. These focused pockets of time help me to stay productive without sacrificing my family's needs. What else can you do? Taking care of yourself. Here's the part that many entrepreneurs, especially parents, struggle with: self-care. And I am guilty of that also. And you're probably shaking your head now saying, yes, I'm guilty too. When you're caring for sick kids, pushing through your own exhaustion, and still trying to run a business, burnout sneaks up very fast. The truth is, if you don't take care of yourself, everything else suffers. Your business, your health, and your ability to show up for your family. So even if just small moments, drinking enough water, getting fresh air, resting when you can, even if these things are just small to you, prioritize your well-being. Your business can wait. but your health shouldn't have to wait. Lastly, be kind to yourself, because at the end of the day, entrepreneurship is a long game. Some weeks you'll be on fire, knocking out tasks left and right. Other weeks, though, life will slow you down. And that's the part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over what you couldn't do, celebrate what you did accomplish, even if it's just keeping your family and your business afloat during a tough time. And I know a lot of you may be going through a tough time right now. And trust me, I understand. So if you're in a season right now where life keeps interrupting your business plans, know that you're not alone. Adjust your expectations, focus on what truly matters, set boundaries, take care of yourself, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You're building something meaningful, and that will take time. It will not happen overnight. Well, guys, that's all I have for now. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode resonates with you, connect with me on Instagram and YouTube at V2B Roadmap. That's Victor 2 Bravo Roadmap. I'd like to hear how you've been preparing your business for the future. See you next time.